Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John. Boy, it seems awfully early to be rolling off school cancellations, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are. It's a great weekend, though, to take in a movie. Fantastic Beasts 2 leads the list. So, John, if you didn't see Fantastic Beasts 1, can you enjoy 2?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Lair? What we know about this movie and what you know going in is this Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald, is that it's rated PG-13, stars Eddie Redmayne. He's back. And what this is it's J.K. Rowling, and it's the further adventures of her character, the writer Newt Scamander. And it's a New York secret society of witches and wizards. And this is 70 years before Harry Potter reads the book about the wizards in his school. So if you were a fan of Harry Potter, yeah, you can follow along and you can pick up on some things that happened in Harry Potter. And if you didn't see that first one, sure, you can go and enjoy. I'm telling you, one of the most beautiful movies easily of the year. It's the way it's filmed and with the special effects and all the imagination. It's a beautiful film to see. You can catch up right away. It's a little bit long, but it's worth every minute of it. It's part of the Harry Potter universe, so go take a look.
The only question will be, will it knock off The Grinch at number one? We'll find out on Monday. Now, the next movie is Instant Family.
He's funny. You know, Instant Family, rated PG-13, as you mentioned, Larry, stars Mark Wahlberg, who has, you know, he does great work in comedies, but also his co-star in this is Rose Byrne, and she's fantastic, man. She's got comedy chops coming out of everywhere. She was in Bridesmaids and Neighbors, did a great job in that. And what this is about is a couple, and they're going through their life, and they're not going to have kids because they're busy with their professional lives, and they decide to give foster parenting a look and a try, and they kind of dip their toe in the waters and end up with three really cute little kids. And you know, going into it, I wasn't sure. It just seemed kind of cookie cutter, but man, what a funny movie. And what it is it's based off Sean Anders, who directed Mark Wahlberg in Daddy's Home and Daddy's Home 2, his real life, him and his wife and what they went through. So this is some real life. It's hilarious. You get, like, when parents have to deal with their kids during Christmas or sporting events or things that happen in school or with social media, you're dealing with your kids. Now you have to add on the fact that your foster parents trying to impress these kids, trying to make them part of your family. And it's a really good film. It's family friendly. It's funny. A great popcorn movie to enjoy this weekend.
And now, Widows.
Yeah, surprisingly good film. And it's rated R, stars Viola Davis. And it's about these widows, these group of women who are left to be widows after their husbands perform this heist. And they're all taken out. And it leaves these girls, these women, with a choice. They got to come up with this money, or they're going to face the enemies of their husbands. And they do what they got to do to get the money. It's such a good movie, Larry.
Movie weekend. John Mowat, have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Top five at the box office: A Star is Born, The Nutcracker, Overlords at 3, Bohemian Rhapsody 2, and Dr. Seuss number 1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.